Let's go to Luke. Back to Luke. We will never finish Luke, I don't think.
Well, it's got too many chapters.
Huh?
Got too many chapters.
And the chapters are really long.
Well, too many words.
It's way too many words. We're in verse 10. Chapter 17, verse 10. So likewise you, when you shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. This one is, there's nobody that one doesn't hit. And to come to the place where you know that you have never arrived and that you are never a good servant. Let's look at this unprofitable. Go to where? Go to Matthew 25, I think. Yeah, Matthew 25. We'll probably spend the rest of the day on this one. Start in verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents. To another 2, and to another 1, and to every man according to his individual or several ability, and immediately or straight away took his journey. Now, at the time this Bible was written, which was in, I got one of the first copies off the press, so it had been written in, I mean, it was published in 1972. I don't know what the price of silver was then, but a talent of silver is a lot of silver. Anyway, in here it was worth about $1,000 per talent. I'm sure it's much more than that now. Maybe not. But anyway, that just gives you an idea of this.
Yeah, my Bible says that the 5 talents were worth about almost $2 million.
No, I don't know about
that. About that, but
anyway. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a lot. So we can just say that. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of the servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the lot of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I've gained 2 more, 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And he which had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strewed. And I was afraid, and went, and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. And his Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strewed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the changers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him which hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast you, the unprofitable servant, into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, obviously, he wasn't talking about money. It's a parable. What was he talking about?
Reproduction.
Huh?
Reproduction.
I remember the first time I read that. I was a new believer. I did not want any part of that. There must have been a mistake. Because I went through all the gyrations. Well, it must be something to do. And then it hit me. No. It's not something to do. It's the fruit of the position. It's location of sphere. If you're seated on the mercy seat, this is the automatic. If you're not, you may get converts, but they're not disciples. And so I said, I don't want to teach. I don't want any part of teaching. But it happened. And I still feel unprofitable. Anybody have any response to that? I mean, that's pretty harsh. It doesn't get any harsher.
That server thing is great. I just understand that so clear that you're never profitable.
Yeah, but what about this parable?
Fear of God. If you cast that unprofitable servant into outer darkness.
But he said the ones that reproduced enter into the joy of the Lord. The one that hid his talent in the earth, to take that which he had and give it to the guy that had the bunch. And plus it's usury. Usury is illegal in the Bible.
No, he's saying, at least you could have done it through usury. Yeah.
It should give you pause. But it gave everybody pause and to wonder why they have not reproduced. Anybody else? This doesn't bother you.
I'm not reproducing anything.
Well, I'm it's just the question, does this parable bother you?
It's new to me. I don't fully understand it.
what part of it don't you understand?
It's a parable for, is this reproduction of life or the reproduction of?
It's reproduction of his life.
Okay.
Understand it now?
It is much clearer.
And it's again, we're back to the same thing from Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah 40.
Well, I can speak personally that I rebel against total surrender. I confess that. I want to use my mind. And I've talked to many people who've been through here over the years. And a lot of the people I talk to, wow, I don't want to do that. It's almost as if the reaction is, well, gee, I want to be a Christian and I want to believe in Christ and all things through him are possible. And the attitude is almost, we're a team, but I'm not gonna die to self. I'm not gonna give everything away. Or give up everything that I like. Can I have all that plus him? That's what I've heard from quite a few guys who I've talked to about the cross in my fairly rudimentary way.
Well, I mean, that's all right. Let's go to Isaiah 40. It starts out, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. Her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. And the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Now, that's what you should cry. It should be, you know, if you believe it, if you believe that all flesh is grass, which I'm sure you do, maybe you don't, I don't know. And the goodliness or the goodness of flesh is as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth away. That's the preaching of the cross. You know, how's that worked out for you kind of thing. That's the preaching of the cross. Whether you're to a billionaire, to your neighbors, to your friends, to your workers, to your family, whoever it is. That's the preaching of the cross. And that's the only way that you will duplicate instead of hiding the treasure in the earth. And the scriptures are clear. It says, and maybe you don't believe it, but it says, if you believe, you will speak. What shall I speak? Nobody's asking you to do anything except what you know. And maybe you don't know. I don't know. But it seems to me that if you stayed here as long as you have, that you would have to know the futility and emptiness of flesh. And you would have to know that the greatness and the goodness and all the things, no matter what they are, this dust, and that's what people are eating, and they're tired of eating dust. That's what I pray you would speak to everybody that knows you. Can you understand maybe that might be the meaning of that parable? That instead of hiding the talent in the earth, you can know all the day that Jesus Christ is in you, but if you don't speak what he's telling us to speak, then you're not just unprofitable, it's worse. Think on these things. That's all I want to talk about today. Anybody have any other response? Every Passover, each one of us is supposed to drink the cup of Elijah.
Yeah.
Or at least taste of it.
And that's all about zeal.
It's all about what they just said.
What we just read, yeah.
But that's not a difficult job. Well, it gets a little difficult. People get really mad at you. But fundamentally, that's not a difficult job. And again, if you do that, you're going to be hated by a lot of people. You'll be cut off from a lot of people. But if this is worse than unprofitable. This is what does it say? Where did I go? I just had it. Cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. No, that's not outer darkness. The Jewish thought at this time was outer darkness is just he's just another Gentile. It's not casting him out into some black hole in space. It's just you consider him a Gentile. So think on these things. Amen? Take it, big guy.